Welcome back to the Jason Rand Show on AM 770 KTTH and 94.5 FM on the Greater East Side. The inevitable just became reality. Steve Mylett, Bellevue Police Chief, is leaving the city of Bellevue. He's leaving the state of Washington as he has accepted a position, same position, with the city of Akron in Ohio. He joins me now. Chief Mylett, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jason. It's good talking to you again.
We've known you've been looking for a while. I don't know how deep the search has been. Why did you choose Akron?
You know, it really was a tough decision. The opportunity presented itself to me. I got contacted and invited to apply, and I did my research on the city of Akron. It had a lot of the things that Joanne, my wife, and I were looking for. First and foremost is the ability for my children to move close to us and have the ability to have a good quality of life. And of course, with my children come grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And that's really the main reason behind all of this. You know, Akron... Again, as I did my research and I visited the community, it's a very welcoming community, very friendly community. They got a lot of positive things going on, good police department, but it's hard leaving here. You know, it really was a tough decision. It was a combination of different things, but, you know, Akron seems to be the place where I will finish out my career.
What role did the area's anti-police activism play in this decision?
You know, I'm not going to say that it hasn't impacted me over, you know, the last year, but it's not what's leading me to leave at all.
It was the family issues that you and I have spoken about that in the past. Of this is more about family, but what role did all the other stuff play? Because certainly on this show, you have been critical of a lot of the rhetoric that has been put out there.
You know, it's a good question, you know, and there may be some you know, influences that I'm not even aware of that it had, but I wish I was staying to address and tackle some of the tough issues that are coming at us and to weigh into it, because our officers across the state and certainly in our region, they need the support of their communities like we have in Bellevue in order for them to be successful in doing their jobs to serve and protect. And, you know, some of the decisions that were made in Olympia are going to have an impact.
Like what? Because now you're in a position where you don't have to be so politically correct and watch your words.
Brother, I'm always politically correct. I try to be anyway. One of the things that I've always admired about Washington law enforcement, and I'm not dodging your question, but one of the things I've always admired about the police officers in this state is that restrictions come from Olympia, and it's a shock, and then the officers work within those boundaries of the law, and they have to. I mean, if they want to be police officer, they have to. But they figure out a way not to get around the laws, but to work within the boundaries of the law. Mm-hmm. To continue to get the predators off the street and to protect the innocent. And we'll do that again. I just, you know, I do wish that I could be part of those conversations at the state level and everything, because, you know, we're all trying to figure it out, Jason. You know, all the legal advisors for the cities are trying to untangle some of the, you know, contradicting language in some of the bills that the governor signed.
But yeah, and some of the language is being interpreted as saying some of the least likely to kill tools in your arsenal, beanbag guns, for example, cannot be used. So that's a less lethal option that you have at your disposal. The idea that you would have to go through the highest ranking political figure before you can disperse a riot with tear gas, that just doesn't seem like the best move for police or the community.
So the less lethal, the beanbags and such, I'm not reading it that way. I really don't think that the legislature was trying to limit the less lethal options for us. I don't believe that. You know, I think that they're trying to reduce the incidence of deadly force by, you know, used by officers. And the worst thing you could do is to take away the less lethal options from us. And so there's, and again, that's part of the confusion is that, you know, municipalities are interpreting this differently, and we need clear direction from the Attorney General's office, quite frankly. And we'll get it. It's just going to take a little time. But until then, in Bellevue, you know, we're looking at the language of the bill in a way that does not remove our less lethal options, because that does not serve the public and the public good. It doesn't provide for a safer environment. If anything, it ups the ante that, you know, we're going to have to start going to deadly force more often. And nobody wants that.
Well, and that's the exact concern. And the problem here is there isn't clear guidance. They passed a bunch of bills that have a lot of implication, but didn't really make it clear what some of the intent of these bills were.
And so are you looking for a comment from me?
I am.
I am not disagreeing with you. I think that, you know, perhaps some of the intent behind some of these bills were you know, response to listening to the public, and the public, we work for them. I think that there are some unintended consequences, perhaps, but we're going to work through it. And, you know, the State Chiefs Association has been, you know, very much involved in the conversation and explaining to the, you know, the supporters of the bills and the authors of the bills what the actual language would mean in terms of everyday performance of police officers. And I think, you know, we're going to get some clarification on some of these things, because nobody wants us to have to go to deadly force. Officers don't want to have to go to deadly force, Jason.
Oh, I know. I mean, every single officer who I've ever spoken to who has had to use their weapon, whether or not it was deadly or not, none of them were eager to do it. No one puts on that uniform eager to use their weapon of any kind, period.
That's right. That's right. I agree with you. I do.
Soon to be departing Bellevue Police Chief Steve Milette is joining us on the line. When do you actually start in Akron?
August 9th.
Okay.
Is my first day.
So you've got a little bit of time. What are you going to take to Akron that you learned out in Bellevue or just Washington State?
You know, I learned how to work alongside some phenomenal employees here in the city of Bellevue, specifically the police department, as we served really, when you think about it, it's an international community, because it's so diverse and people come from so many different places. I grew up in New York, which is considered the melting pot of the world, but I think on a smaller scale, Bellevue represents that very thing. And so, you know, engaging, you know, with our friends in the Muslim community, in the Asian Pacific Islander community, the Latina community, and of course I came from South Texas and my wife is of Mexican heritage, so, you know, I had experience there, but the South Asian community, the LGBTQI community, I mean, it's just been, it's been such a growth opportunity for me as a police officer, police executive, but also as a human being. And I take those experiences into Akron, and I believe that they will serve me well as I engage with that special community as well, because it is a special community. There are a lot of good people in Akron. Yeah.
Well, we hate to lose you. Akron is getting a really good police chief. I will note, because you mentioned your ties to Texas, where you were with Southlake as well as Corpus Christi, I believe. Texas.
Corpus Christi, yes.
So I just spent some time in Dallas. Most underwhelming barbecue I've ever had. Just throwing that out there.
Well, let me plug a place in Southlake. It's called The Feed Store. If you go back there, make your way into Southlake, it is the best barbecue. When anybody came to to visit us in North Texas when I was there, that was a destination. So the feed store in South Lake, Texas.
And you don't have to be an animal to go there. It's for humans, correct?
You do not. Okay. It actually used to be a feed store, and they turned it into a barbecue place.
Love
it. It's a really great place.
I will take you up. Next time, however, maybe I'll see you in Akron, where they are lucky to have you, Chief Milet. Thank you so much for stopping by. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jason.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Jason Rand Show. Let's get you home the right way with Right Way Traffic.